A group of more than two dozen lawmakers, business owners, and health experts are part of a new task force looking at how Cape Cod will reopen once the coronavirus pandemic subsides. Joining us to talk about the task force mission is one of its members, State Senator Julian Sear, a Democrat who represents most of the Cape, as well as the Vineyard and Nantucket. Senator Sear, thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let me ask, what are the issues unique to the Cape that this task force is going to tackle?
The task force aims are twofold, to save lives and to save livelihoods. We know how fragile and sort of unique our economy is here in the region when we're so dependent on hospitality and the summer season. And so navigating all of that during this pandemic and then also with the prospect of reopening poses a real challenge for us.
How would you like to see the reopening go forward on the Cape?
I expect that reopening will happen in phases. We are taking our cue from the governor, from the reopening advisory board that he's established, first working to communicate the myriad of concerns and requests that we have, hoping that the state takes into account the needs of seasonal communities like ours in the reopening plan.
If it does go in phases, what do you think the first set of businesses, the first category of businesses might be?
So I think outdoor activities or outdoor commerce will be possible sooner than, say, things that occur indoors. I expect we'll see curbside retail. You may see an allowance of certain food service if it's occurring outdoors. But I think what's really critical is that whatever those phases are, we have a very consistent single message so that people have the information to both keep themselves and their families safe and also keep our community safe.
I'm wondering what you're hearing from seasonal business owners on the Cape, the hotels, the restaurants, the other places that cater to summer travelers. Are they nervous?
So there's a tremendous amount of trepidation and uncertainty about what this season is going to be. I also see people really stepping up and trying to think creatively and make the best out of a very difficult situation.
In your personal opinion, do you think that this is going to be an economically challenging summer for the tourist economy on the Cape and the islands?
So there is no doubt that this will be a challenging season. You know, if you're someone who relies on the seasonal economy, you know, you're a bartender or a waiter or you work in a hotel, you know, you make your income in sort of a few short weeks. It's really an 8-week, 12-week season. You know, maybe it's 4 or 5 months total. If we have a muted season, which I expect we're going to have, folks are not going to have a chance to make a living, really, and make an income again until 9 months later, until summer 2021. So I think we need to be prepared to support both small businesses and their employees with a number of programs and services. The current federal programs really didn't envision the needs of seasonal communities and seasonal businesses, which is unfortunate. So we're working hard with our federal delegation to try to get fixes in the subsequent federal packages to take into account the needs of people who live in seasonal communities.
Last question. Do you think there will be any semblance of a normal summer season on the Cape and the islands, either for the businesses trying to operate there or the summer visitors who love coming?
Gosh, I hope so, but I don't think that's the world that we're living in. I don't think that means, though, that people won't be able to enjoy and just revel in this amazing, wonderful place. It's just going to look a little different.
State Senator Julian Sear, member of the new task force on the Cape, looking at how to reopen Cape Cod. Thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for your interest, Bob. Take care.